Rangers taking on the Blue Jays, and nothing against dogs or cats, but I want one of these cuddly creatures for a pet. Can we make that happen? This would be a rough day, to say the least, for Marcus Stroman.
There goes Elvis. The pitch is swung on and lined down the left field line. It's a base hit. Elvis to third base. He's being waved home. He'll try to score, and the ball is bobbled by Tulowitzki in short left. Elvis scores without a play, and Beltre winds up at second.
And Napoli sends this one the other way to right. Bautista going back, looks up. It's gone! Two-run shot by Mike Napoli. Breaking ball, and that one is hit well down the left field line toward the foul pole, and it is gone! He called his shot this morning, and son of a gun if he didn't deliver. Then he hits this ball well out to left field. He looks up, it is gone! Robinson Chirinos does it again! Came off the DL and went right back at it. Hits this ball well out to left field. It's carrying deep, and gone! A two-homer day for Carlos Gomez.
Rangers salvage a split of the four-game series. They take it 11-4. This was the ninth game this season where the Blue Jays would have reached 500 with a win. They are now 0-9 in those games. Martin Perez turns in six innings for the first time in his last five starts. Jeff Banister watched his offense jump all over Toronto starter Marcus Stroman, who gave up a career-high tying three home runs, as the Rangers cruise to an 11-4 win over the Jays to salvage a split of their four-game series. Here is the Texas skipper commenting on the victory.
Well, what we saw was eagerness. Look, he continued to work the entire time that he was on the disabled list. He was in a really good place, swinging the bat very well, locked in, doing a ton of work with Mayshore and Iposse with the swing, trying to stay engaged with the swing while he was on the disabled list. And I think when, you know, I've seen this before with Carlos, when he's locked in, he's extremely challenging. He's a true professional hitter with a ton of power. But I think the effort by which he got himself back the way he did, and but continued to swing the bat while he was down, seemed like he hadn't missed a step. And today was one of those days that proved it. We talked to him about taking the day off after the 5 days after coming back from the disabled list. And I think if we can continue to do some things like that to keep him fresh, keep the legs fresh and strong, obviously we can keep him engaged and going forward.
I mean, Martin, again, had another one of those innings where he gave up a lot. But talk about how he finished. And, you know, he came back, he gave up that double, but he did seem to finish strong there. Is that what you wanted to see?
Absolutely. Two big strikeouts in the sixth of the runner at third to leave him stranded. That was huge for him. Seemed like in the fifth there, after he hit Smith, maybe lost a little focus. And once the runner got on base, it was similar to what we've seen before, just sped up on himself, was pulling the sinker across the plate, left which the effort level, I think, left the off speed up. Very dissimilar to what we saw in the first four, where completely in control, used the sinker, used the four seamer, but the curveball changeup combo was what really kept the hitters off balance. And he's got to find a way in those type of situations to control the situation, control the emotions, control the effort level, get down the mound with a clean delivery, and concentrate on one single pitch. Just execute the pitch. And we saw it there in a six, he was able to really stay engaged, stay focused, and make pitches. It seemed like there's little things within a certain inning that seemed to electrocute him a little bit, and it's a little too much effort, but got to continue to work on it. Look, this is a tremendous pitcher with what we see is good stuff, swing and miss stuff, ground ball stuff. He knows how to do it. He's just we've got to find a way that's why I sent we kind of see it snowballing a little bit. Sent Doug out there try to calm him down a little bit, and gave up the four runs, but a little bend and no break there.
2-2 against Toronto in this series, but you guys have gone since the first series of the month now without losing a series. Does it feel different now than it did a month ago coming to the park, and is there an eagerness now to go face the Yankees, go face Cleveland, and take on those teams and really start to make a push here?
That's a really good question, and it does. And I think part of that is getting our guys back in the mix, Adrian back, Gomez back, Napoli back. Those guys that we send out there every day, we feel confident in the offense. We'll have Hamels back soon. We'll have Cashner back soon. We've got Ross back. It does. And so we know, what's out in front of us, and it is now. It comes down to winning single games, winning series, stacking wins together, push. Look, it's about staying focused on one, then the next, and let the rest take care of itself.
Jeff, how big is it to have to stretch your lineup out with a guy like Chirinos at ninth when what he's been doing all year?
Big for us. He's played big for us all year long. A little downward trend there for a few games, but for him to come back, and we talk about it all the time. Like he stays engaged all the time. He prepares every day like he's the starting catcher and works on his swing, works on his craft. But to be able to stretch it out and have that type of production from the bottom, we saw how dynamic it was for us last year, and we had Elvis down there doing what he was doing. So it's going to be key for us. Continued for not just Chirinos, but the entire lineup stretched out.
Carlos Gomez had half of the four Ranger home runs on the day for his first multi-homer game of the season, a big reason why the Rangers cruised to a 7-run victory over Toronto at Globe Life Park on Thursday. Here is Gomez speaking to the media following the game.
When I go to the cage and I'm at that swing, and the way that I feel, I got a feeling that I'm going to hit a home run today. So, take it, advantage, and the plate, and go looking for pitches. And they make a mistake, and I put a good swing on it.
Did you have a feeling you were going to get hit two or just one?
I mean, after that I hit the first one, I say, all right, let's go for another one.
Okay, I got to ask you about the rooster, the walk-up song that's a rooster cackling.
I mean, I tell them to put it to Gallo.
Oh!
So they confused, they put it to me, but I think I'm going to start to hit one that roosted my first at-bat.
Carlos, you guys back to 500, the road trip that you guys came off of previously, you played so well. How important is it to get this one at home before you head out for 10 straight?
I mean, every time that you tie the series, you win series, is mean a lot for us, especially, we play against the team that we play tough to win. And so, win today, go to New York, and start from tomorrow there, mean a lot. So, we have to keep it up and take it, the big opportunity that we have to have everybody in the lineup. And now I hear that the Hamel is going to be back this week. So, we're excited to can see it away.
Martin Perez was not his sharpest on Thursday as he gave up 9 hits through 6 innings, but he did minimize the damage, giving up 4 runs, only 3 earned, as he got his first win in quite some time, improving to 4-6 on the season. Here is Perez speaking to the media after the Rangers' 11-4 win against the Jays on Thursday.
I think it's one inning that always behind the count, and they just hit the pitch that they wanted. But after that, I think everybody did a great job today, and we win the series.
How important was it for you to come back out the next inning and finish strong?
A lot. I just want to show my teammate that I'm a strong guy, and I like to finish strong all my games. Just go out there and I get the base hit. But after that, say I'm gonna need to save that run and let's do what I like to do.
For you guys as a staff, when the offense now has all of its players, it seems to be starting to click, does that change not the mindset, but does it allow you to kind of breathe a little bit knowing you don't have to be perfect because this team's going to score runs?
Yeah, we score runs and we feel a little bit more comfortable out there. But you never know what's going to happen. So you have to be on the attack every time and pitch your game. But, we have a good moment right now, and we have to enjoy that.
The Rangers pack their bags for the Bronx as they take on the Yankees in a weekend series.